Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't be mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. Yeah. So,
it's okay.
The dagger. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I stay ready to battle. I gotta look out for them booty traps. Eating scooby snacks, you see that rat's hair, they off track. She need a map to state, in fact, the world of people in it a fuck. Liars, cheaters, women beaters, everybody's corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm 2 of the 3. Even though I know it's wrong because it happened to me. That shit hurts like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists and killing the bitch. If that happens, I go straight to jail, life sends in the hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch, I hope that nigga treats you well. I'm moving past you, I see you in my rear view. He just adding all the other bullshit I feel for. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. I gotta stay ahead, if you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck, I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none, watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil, dying over Benjamin. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we going through, but now I'm saying, if you see me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas and my family. People on my level with the money making strategy. Weed is for my battery, I'm smoking to charge up. But if I wanna act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 83% in my cup, watch me as I float around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down, you standing on the ground.
Happy faces got me dizzy, y'all, I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches wanna nut, so I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars, go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always had a home and food, you never ever been poor. You the cleaner, do the dirt, you don't belong in the streets. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slapped a dope?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No, but I pushed her hard though.
You see what we mean, you ain't just off of the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, so you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of O.
No.
Your name should be Todd, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Do you furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all, we never see you at the swap, meet you shop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all done said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you.
Stupid shit. Are you talking to me?
No.
Cocknose. What's your problem, kid?
Oh, I'm sorry. My son Thomas has Tourette's syndrome.
What? Mom, let's just go. Shit!
People with Tourette's can't control certain tics. It's like a sneeze.
Asshole! Wait. Whoa. You're telling me there's an illness that makes you blurt out insanity? Mom, can we just go home, please?
It's okay, Thomas. They understand.
I want to go! Shitbag!
Poor kid.
Yeah.
All right, hold on just a second here. Are you telling me that if you have this Tourette syndrome, you can say whatever you want all the time and never get in trouble?
It's a neurological disorder. He can't help it.
Yeah.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye.
Hey, don't you want to buy that toy?
I don't need the toy. I found something better. Cause I got a golden ticket. I got a golden chance to make my way.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
What's cracking, y'all? Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially turned in to Fuck You Fridays. All talk, no music,
just me running my mouth if nobody calls in for the next 2 hours, or hopefully the next 2 hours if I find that much to talk about, and we'll just see what happens, because I'm just posted because for once, and, you know, it don't happen that often, but I got spot to myself right now. You know, it's just quiet, nobody to bother me, hold on, close this up. You know, nobody saying my name, nobody asking me to do nothing. Like I said, this is the advantage of having your own shit. Now, we all know I don't have my own shit, but that's okay. I'm trying to work hard on having my own shit, or having some shit that it is at least not inhabitable, because I got inhabitable places I can be. I'm just saying that. Some place that I can somewhat call my own. But right now, you know, you just got to enjoy it. You just got to enjoy your moments when you get them. So I'm sitting back, smoke some weed. I already smoked a blunt, had to get ready beforehand. Going to have to roll up again, sipping this. What is this? Margarita with vodka spike, you know, like straight vodka in it. So just sipping here. Trying to decide what I'm going to go on tonight, or, you know, like I said, where this show is going to go. Because, again, on Bang Out Radio, you never know what you're going to hear. You never know what's going to go on, especially on Fuck You Fridays. But if you are out there, you know, you can call in 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue, or you just press 1 to holler at me. And I didn't even handle business. Shouts out to the boss, Sadie Topaz Deshay. Again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, so thank you, you know, for creating things and allowing us to keep things moving. Shouts out to all independent artists. Keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We're not going to hear no music tonight, but, again, make sure you send it in, because what's next up? /Sunday. So if I get it in, if you get it to me, it will be on by Sunday, all right? And, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support, you know, the artists that come through, and if you just support reality and realness. So, thank you. All right, I guess. Yeah. I guess the first thing I want to talk about is this bitch just want to actually just talk shit, like, right now. I don't know if I said it on this show or one of my other shows or whatever, but I kind of got over on somebody. You know, I can admit that. I did feel kind of bad about it, but at the same time, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole story again, because I remember telling the story, so I'm not going to do it the whole thing again. But I'm just saying, I did feel some type of way about it, but at the same time, I was like, okay, well, if you're going to allow this to happen, then I'm going to let it happen. So that's where I'm at with that, and that's why I'm just like, okay, well, fuck the whole situation and the person that I was dealing with when I did it. But it's funny how this bitch keeps, and then again, social media and everything, it's just funny how, you know, I'm not the type to give a fuck because, again, to me, social media is entertaining. Instagram, Facebook, all these things are, like, very entertaining to me. I mean, that's all they are. It's for entertainment. But a lot of people take this shit very seriously. I've said this many times. Now, again, for me, if I actually care about you, you know what I mean? If I have some kind of feelings or emotions for you or whatever, I would rather not be on your shit like that, because I just know the type of person that I am. I may feel some type of way, depending on who you're dealing with, you know what I mean? But again, like I said, that's your shit, that's your Instagram or whatever, so can't nobody tell you what to do on your shit and what to, you know what I mean, and how to handle your shit, because that's the same way I feel about my shit, although I don't put up shit or whatever like that, but again, I don't give a fuck. But at the same time, you know, sometimes I have posted up shit where I was just feeling, you know, putting up what I wanted to, and I hear somebody, you know, I receive something about it, it is just crazy how that shit can go down sometimes, all off a picture or, you know, a quote or something. You know, a lot of shit can happen just because. And then other people use it for all kind of reasons. So, again, if I feel I have some kind of emotion or feelings for you, I would just rather not be on your shit and not even look at that, because at the same time, phone. What was that? A bunch of nothing. Anyway, you know, people that be all on Instagram and everything like that and really look at it. Well, why I'm bringing this up is because this motherfucking bitch right here, right? Like I said, I done got over on her. She done cussed me out on texts or whatever, left me voicemails. You know, I've been ignoring her ever since the shit went down, because obviously, you know, it's done kaput through foe. Like, why are you even still what? You know what I mean? So at least she stopped calling, she stopped texting. But now, every now and then, when I do post shit on, like, Facebook or something like that, or when I posted up the show link tonight, she want to say some shit or whatever, or, you know, write some little comments. Or when I have posted up shit, she want to leave little comments here and there or whatever, still talking to shit. Like, this to me, means that you have no life. That's what that shows me. Or maybe you do got a life, and you just, no, you can't. Whatever you're doing, like I said, all these pictures you posted up on Facebook, all this shit you talking, all this woo-woo or whatever, you can't be doing that much. You can't be. Because you wouldn't be worried about me. You wouldn't take the time to do the things that you're doing. And then everybody who matters knows what happened between this in the situation. Anybody that you think you may know that I know that we share in common. So they just looking at you laughing too. So it's like I don't understand that shit. It's like let the shit go. But this is what I mean. This is what bitches do. This is what certain bitches, you know, bitches can't let shit go, especially when you feel like they, especially when they feel like you got over on them as a dude, like, nah, nigga, why would you do that? Why would you, you know what I mean? Nah, how could you? And she keeps trying to throw this shit in, like she's known me for so many years and this, that, or whatever. But like I said, we've had this conversation before. We know what true friends are and acquaintances and this, that, or whatever. So, again, I'm not going down that road again tonight. But at the same time, there was no real friendship ever. So it's like, don't get shit twisted. So, and I'm just saying, because let me see what she actually wrote. Like, hold on, see, I can go straight to it now. Like I said, if you're out there listening live or whatever, if I happen to be on your Facebook, if you happen to be on Facebook right now, you got to excuse me, drink, kicking in, I need some more weed to balance me out. If you're at my personal page, yeah, I don't know why I still got my government up here, but fuck it, Leon DaDagger, DaDagger, you know, you can search a nigga or whatever, you know, but fuck with that one if you want to fuck, if you want to see the personal shit, but let me see, where she writes some shit, let's see, is it on this one, no, see, I posted up that I got the house to myself, you know, like I just said, you know, you already know, and then I wrote feeling fortunate, this bitch gonna write, finna be a trick, like, that just shows how much you just don't know me. Dagger doesn't trick. That's the last thing I do. This is the shit I be talking about. Like, bitch, and you just look stupid. But this is what she wants. I know how bitches think. I know, especially dumb bitches, especially this dumb bitch. You know what I'm saying? She's doing this to think that I'm going to be give a reaction like, oh, finna, well, fuck you, bitch. I ain't never tricking on you. Or I should just say something, well, I tricked you, didn't I? Like, huh? See, I can say some shit that'll be pretty funny. Now, I'm not finna be a trick, bitch, because I tricked you already. So, you know what I mean? I could just go all into that shit or whatever and everything. But for what? Why? I don't let bitches bait me. At least not this bitch. You know, certain bitches, you know, fellas, let me talk to y'all real quick. Look. When it comes to bitches, you got to know the caliber of a bitch you're dealing with, okay? Bitches do come on different levels. Now, the caliber of the bitch that you're dealing with and the level that she's on should coincide with the attention that you give her and the respect that you give her. And again, you have to know what the fuck you're dealing with. Because there are a lot of bitches that are out there that think they one way and they not, and they really another way, you know. And or there are a lot of girls that are slipping under the radar because, again, they just don't want to do nothing. They just want to do their own thing. I mean, it's a slippery slope out there in the world. But what I'm saying is that this bitch right here is not on no kind of level with me where she gets any kind of respect or any kind of anything. You know what I mean, bitch? Who the fuck are you? Nobody. Like, nobody. Fuck. fuck, man. Get the fuck up out of here. You know, that shit is crazy. But it's funny because she's out in Vegas and shit too, right? So if I ever do go to Vegas and shit or whatever, never post some shit up or whatever, it would be funny. I just walk across that bitch or something. You know, be the nigga walking through the casino and shit, talking about checking in at whatever hotel I'm at, you know, and see this bitch just look, you know, she's that type of bitch, just on some whatever type shit. Just to try to catch a nigga face to face over nothing. Because like I said, bitches is just dumb and crazy in a lot of ways. So I don't understand. See, and then I'm going to text and be mad. Hold on, what am I going to... Now, how do I reply to this? There, excuse me for a second. Because, well, I don't get it. I'll be nice. There we go. All right, whatever. But, you got to be careful. Because it's war out there right now. Motherfuckers is drawing the line. But back to my original statement, that you can't be doing that much with your life that this is how you continue on. At least with me, I don't know what it is about me with people, with some people. I mean, I won't sit there and downplay myself. I mean, I know what I'm worth, but at the same time, I'm not worth the hassle I actually put on some bitches. Because some bitches really just does like nothing. Like, no, you, it's really like, why are you here? And you know that type of, but then you think in your head, niggas like, you know, like, why am I here? But you just be there just because sometimes, like, fuck it, whatever. You know, I like, I ain't got shit else to do. I mean, sometimes it just be like that, but at the same time, like, there are certain people where it's like it's not even worth. Like, I would just rather do nothing. See, like right now I'm doing nothing. It's not that I'm doing nothing, like I'm doing the show and everything, but you know, I could be on the road. You know, there's the carnival. They're doing carnival up in Hollywood tomorrow. You know, I don't know. I bet it's nothing like New Orleans carnival. Is that where it's at? I think so. If I'm not stupid, that's where it is. I think I may be stupid though. But if it's not, but they're doing a Hollywood version. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at work, but it's supposed to be popping all day, so I may go up there after work and shit. But, motherfucker, there's the pre-party tonight, but I'm like, fuck it, I got the house. Because I'm a type of person, I appreciate silence sometimes. You know, people are really scared of silence. I don't know why, but they are. Like, you don't always have to say something. At least I believe that. I'm sorry. You know, when you're walking down the street or whatever, I try to avoid kind of eye contact or not having to make eye contact with people because, you know, if you make eye contact, you got to say, like, at least what's up or, you know, do the head nod up or down depending on, you know. So I be trying to avoid eye contact with motherfuckers because I don't be wanting to say shit. Or the sounds of just life. You know, you ever just stand outside and just listen? I mean, maybe it's me. Listen to the wind blow. Listen to the motherfucking, you know, cars just drive by. Just you know, you can hear some shit. Sirens and shit, you know, you in the hood, gunshots, car, you know. It's just but, you know, just life, though. That's what you're listening to. That's your radio, life radio. You know, people be scared, you know. It just be like, why you ain't saying nothing? What the? Because I find myself listening to a lot of shit. Because, again, I come across people that just really like to talk. I'm not a talker. And, again, and since Father's Day, when I found out some shit about my father that I never knew about, you know, about how he was like when he was younger, you know, it's in my blood. I'm just not a talker. I can feel good about that now because, hey, I'm my father's son. Because I found when he was a kid, he didn't do that much talking. He just did what he had to do, and that's exactly how I just do what I got to do. I don't say much about it. I don't do much about it. It's just what's popping. When it's popping, it's popping or whatever. But I don't seek gratification for the things that I do. I don't seek praise. You know, the most I want is at least appreciation. And nigga don't get that, but it's not about that either. It's just, fuck it, if it's the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do, so it's cold. But it's a crazy thing going on, so I'm just all over. Let me sip my drink real quick. So, again, I just don't know why. And then, look, I'm just looking at my Facebook. Now, here's something I could do, I guess, for a second. I could talk, because it amazes me also, when it comes to Facebook at least, how people search for sympathy. I mean, if you get what I'm saying. You know, a lot of people, you can really see where people are at in life by the things that they do. I mean, I don't know if y'all look as far in depth in things as I do sometimes, or, you know, but you have that one person, or maybe you have a few people on your friends list who's always posting some shit like, you know, like another night by my, you know, just another night by myself and lost in the da, 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 da. I mean, I can't even lie, I done posted up some shit before, at least people have claimed, you know, but the most I'll be on some is some bam shit. Yep, up all night by myself, smoking, drinking, da, 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 this, that, I mean, these people, but I don't expect shit. You know what I mean? That's just me. But there are people out there that are like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, really? All that? All that? And the people's response is, you're going to be okay. It's gonna all work out. And like, that's what you're coming here for? That's your purpose. This is where you get your support from. Your support system is from Facebook. Like, really? There's no real people in your life that you got, you know, that can help support you emotionally, physically. You ain't got nobody you can really talk to, you know. But at the same time, I kind of feel the same way. I don't go to Facebook though. You know. I got some people I can talk to, not that many, but I don't talk to many people about many things. And the people that I do talk to, they don't. I try to keep it just like, yo, we cool. I try to keep things cool. You don't, you know, if I really, really going through something, there's very few people that I know that I can go to and actually talk to and see if they can actually help and are willing to help, you know, get me through where I need to go and what may need to happen, because they know if I'm coming to them, then it's my last resort, because that's not the person that I am. But I'm not too proud to admit that I do need help at times, and I have certain people that I can rely on. I wish I had more. But a lot of people are out there, you know, you can't rely on everybody. Not everybody's there for you, or they're there for you for a reason. Maybe it's something that they want from you. Maybe it's something that you're doing, yeah, what you, same thing, something you're doing for them. And it's hard to, well, it just depends on where you at, right? I mean, if you're in a good place in life, if you got, see, this is the hardest thing for me to try to figure out, because it's like I'm always in the middle. I'm always in the middle. I say it all the time. I'm always on the fence. I'm always in the middle. I can't go one way or the other on a lot of things. It's like, but at the same time, it's supposed to be a good thing. Like me personally, right? I'm a man. I like to say I'm a man first and a nigga second. That's what I like to say. You know, I call it. But then on the other hand, I'm a nigga intellectual. I don't know if that makes any sense, but hey, that's what. that's something I come up with sometimes. I may have heard it somewhere, I don't know, but a nigga lectual, I like that. But you know, I'm not I have my nigga signed. Now who's texting me? I have my nigga side. Send me a picture. I guess. LOL. I have my nigga side. Let me give it. I have my nigga side, but I am not that gang banging, you know, hanging out on the corner every day, selling dope, drinking, smoking. You know, I do that, but I'm not. Shoot a nigga, you know, pop a nigga on site, I'm not that nigga. I can be, but I do everything I can not to be, because that nigga don't get shit done. That nigga always does the same shit. You know what I mean? So can't do that. I had my nigga days when a nigga really didn't do shit. Except just fucking hang out, you know what I mean? And even, I always had a job, but at the same time, I just didn't do shit. So, always just hang out, just doing nothing every day. Supposed to be out getting, supposed to be out, you know, searching for a job, looking for a job and shit. I'm just chilling on the block, smoking weed. All day, so it looks like I was out looking for a job all day. You know, at least go spend 8 hours and shit. But nigga, just doing nothing. So I know what that life is like. I done been there. I done seen some shit. I done learned some shit, but it's just not, I don't want to do that. So I'm a nigga, but I'm not that nigga. But then you go this way. You know, I ain't rich. I ain't balling whatsoever. I ain't sitting on no dubs. You know, I don't got no beat in my car. You know what I mean? Technically, I'm homeless. You know, I don't got big chains and shit and everything like that. I got one watch. It's kind of nice, though. You know, all black. You know, I like this watch. It's cool. Bling, you know, looking out for that. Fits my wrist. And I came up on this platinum ring, though, on my pinky. I like that. So, you know, I feel like my left hand is complete now. You know, I got to take it piece by piece. So I need to get my bracelet on this hand. You know, I want a black bracelet. You know, black. Do they got black silver, black gold? I may sound stupid because, like I said, I don't know about jewelry, but I know I want a bracelet, and I'm going black. My ring is, like, black and gray. The watch is black and gray, so I need something black and gray over here, and I need the black and gray chain with the hanging dagger medallion on it. That's what I need. And then I'm set. Then my jewelry set, at least my first set of jewelry. Like, damn, and they got a complete set of jewelry. Nigga could feel, maybe be able to feel a little bit of balling. But at the same time, like I be saying, I'm not sitting on dubs. I'm driving my grandmama's first car. You know, but it's old school though. You know, motherfuckers who's been in my car keep talking about, oh, that steering wheel is dope. You know, look, it's the old, like, station wagon, but I'm thinking about, you know, maybe if I do kind of restore it, maybe, you know, just be old school with it, because that's how I am. Like, I don't require much. It works. Keep this motherfucker running. I ain't got to pay no car note. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll throw that up on some shit, but I mean, I'll be balling into the old school car, but I'm not now, is what I'm saying. You know, I'm not trying to be. Why am I talking? I'm like talking to the computer screen like it's a person. Like, but damn, what the fuck? That's what the weed to do. That's the weed and drink to do. Motherfucker, I was on a roll, and then I sit up here and worry about fucking computer screen, just lose the whole train of thought, and nobody's here to help me. Excuse me. Oh, shit. But I guess as far as, man, what was I talking about? Or where can I go from here? Just start on something new. It's really hard to keep things. Oh, that's what I was about. That's what I can talk about. Priorities. I've been I've been, how do I term this? I've come to realize that everybody, overall, and I mean, I've probably known this for a long time, but, you know, I'm just talking about now, just different stages in life, you start to realize where your priorities lie, and then depending on what you're doing with your life and who you associate with and who you take, you know, who you bring into your life, you start to see where other people's priorities lie, right? Now, it's interesting because when it comes to priorities and different sets of them, you know, there's always the question, like, does it make you grow faster? Does it teach you certain things? Do you look at things a certain way? Because of the priorities you've had in your life, throughout our lives, throughout everyone's lives, your priorities may have changed. Maybe your priorities have always been the same and have never changed. Like, you know, you were always taught, at least I was always taught, you know, go to school. School, 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 school. You know, now school's a priority to me, but it wasn't that much of a priority to me, you know. So I just knew that I just had to pass school. I had to get the diploma. That's all I knew. Once I got the diploma, I was like, okay, I did that. How many people, you know what I mean? That was like the goal I at least set for myself. And then I tried to do the college thing, and it just, you know, I got close, but there, you know, that didn't work out as it should have. But the goal that I knew, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. This is easy. You know, I did that. Not valedictorian or nothing, but, you know, nigga got his fucking diploma. Nigga, like I said, how many people can say that? So, but, you know, stay working. Take care of your bills. You know, it's funny. What I realize is that throughout at least my life, See, I love, that's what I see. Then when I start talking, I start remembering shit. See, I'm not balling. And I was always on the fence, like I'm just saying, like, but if I had money, like, there's a lot of situations where I had money when I was on. Like I may be in grandma's car now, you know, but but that's like six cars later. You know, I've been driving since I was like 13, 14, and I'm 30, and I'm, what am I, how old am I, 32? I think I'm 32, 33, I don't know, one of those. But I've been through like six cars. Like, like I said, I was always working. My first car, I think I had like an 80-something Corolla. Dipping in the Corolla. You know, in my Corolla, I think I had, I put the house speaker. See, that's when you're young and you know, that was like my first, like, oh, I can get around, I can get to the bitches, I can do what I need to do. You know, nigga was smoking weed already still, you know what I mean? Go get the weed, go get food. Nigga didn't give a fuck, you know? And the bitches love you when you got a car, you know? Even back in the day, as long as you got some form of transportation. You know, because bitches don't like the bus. They didn't like the bus back in the day. Bitches don't like the bus now. You know, they don't, they may say, bitches ride the bus if they have to. If they fucking with a nigga, it's like, that nigga better be able to come pick me up and take me somewhere. That's just how bitches are. Even if they got their own car. Because that bitch ain't going to want to come pick you up all the time. You know, bitches get tired of that shit. Just saying. But like I said, just not balling, right? So, but I've been through like six cars because, like I said, I've always been able to do what I had to do. You know, that old school Corolla was on some missions. You know, that's me, because I be dipping. Because there's always something. It's not that there's always something to do, but back in the let me take that back. There is always something to do, at least for me. I mean, it was funny. I was called lazy, you know, earlier this week. You know, and I'm so far from lazy. I wish I could just do nothing. And it's crazy because I wish I could do nothing, but I want to do more than I'm doing. Like I said, I know what I want to do. I just been dealt with so much shit. Everybody has. I mean, I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying that you have to roll with what you get. And what I've gotten, I've rolled with. And as for me personally, like I said, I'm real humble about shit. I don't require a whole lot. I don't. And as much as I be on some shit, like, you know, there's a lot of shit that I want to do. Don't get it twisted. But want and need is two different things. And I got what I need. And my problem is always just still because I just put other people before myself. So that's just where I'm at. So as long as I'm getting what I need, then my wants. Ooh, excuse me. Damn. I don't know if y'all heard that. But then my wants, I don't know if they're going to come or they'll come when they're supposed to. I'm a patient man. You know, that I don't consider that lazy. And in a lot of situations, you know, people try to compare what their life is and where it's at to where your life is and where it's at and think that, you know, it may not be the same, but you don't know what I go through. Just like, you know, I bet I don't know what you go through. So, you know, I don't call people out on their shit like that. But also at the same time, like I said, if you are one of those ballers, you got, you know, the Sky Palace mansion or whatever or something like that, you know, the penthouse suite, you know, the rolling on the cars, you know what I mean? If you one of them people, then you got to pay up like you got, because that's what you asked for. That's the lifestyle you asked for, right? So, of course, you got to work all dumb super hard and everything like that or whatever in order to make sure that you maintain the status that you want. But that don't make the next man lazy because he's cool where he at. Because you choose to have this set of responsibilities and they choose to have that set of, like, just like the motherfucker who got one kid, it's like this. You got three kids. I got zero. You know, your responsibilities are a little more tightly clenched than mine are. Whose fault is it? That's not my fault. You got a better job than I do. Okay, so your responsibilities on your job, you might have more than I have on my job. But that's why you get paid more. You know, so In my head, I be on some shit like, what the fuck are you complaining about? In your head, you thinking, why can't you just get another job and make about the same amount that I do? So, it's crazy. But it's not. Because, again, if I could do more, I would want to. I would want to do a lot of things. But at the same time, we all know that, you know, not everybody's meant to do everything. The things that I'm meant for, the things that I'm supposed to do, the things that I believe are meant for me are going to happen. I just have to be ready for them. You know, this, I never expect, I said it ever since I came on Bang Out Radio. Like I said, I never expected anything from this show. I never expected anything. This is what I do. Drink, smoke, talk shit, not even really talking shit, you know, just talking with y'all. Play music when it's a music night when I can. Try to present y'all. You know, I just do this. And again, for my sanity. Because I don't get to do this. Just talk. Just let shit out. I always got to smile. Even when I don't want to. I always got to pay attention. I always got to listen. It's Oh, damn. Everybody want to call me while I'm doing the radio show. That's the homie, though. What the homie want? The homie want to come through. Nigga, I'm in the... Hold on, I'm going to call this nigga. Let me see. Nigga talking about we all. No, I'm not going to call this nigga. I'm going to text him. Interrupting my show. Yeah, I can't start hearing shit. But, damn. I don't care. But, oh, see, I remember. See, this is, again, as far as me doing these shows and everything, like I said, it helps me. And, again, I know, again, me putting others before myself as well, it just works out that, well, at the same time, like I said, again, as always, I don't get paid for this. I pay for it. But it's like, again, putting y'all there and, again, making it work for me as well, because I know what it's like to be an independent artist and not have your shit heard somewhere. And then anytime you try to, you know, do a show, you try to do this, you try to do that, you try to get shit popping or whatever and everything, you know, shit costs money. I know that. So, I'm trying to give y'all a place to just come through and chill. Do the same shit I be doing. I know there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that smoke weed, drink. You know, you might not be feeling what I'm saying sometimes when I say shit. You might not like the things that I say, but I mean, you got to at least, this is the only place, again, that I can be, or not even, yeah, fuck it, that I can be the person that I want to be, that I can say what I want to say. And again, I still even hold back sometimes. Just depends on, you know, how drunk I get and what the topic is or what maybe, you know, gets stirred up in my head. But besides that, I be trying to keep it simple. But at the same, but I just, but this is what I got. And I'll be saying, like I said, I shout out the boss lady every morning, every time I do the show. I do, because like I said, she created things or whatever. But right now, until she gets back, and it's been a long time since she's been gone, you know, this is mine. Shit, I got my homies doing shows. You know? So... And it is what, but it is what it is. I'm definitely not complaining. But this, but that's why I take this shit as I do. That's why this shit is that serious to me. That's why I try to give as good of a product as possible with what I'm given. I said it all the time. Y'all think I don't want to do more with this show, with these shows, with this station? But again, I've always said it again. I'm on the fence about things. But this, in this sense. As far as what I do, just to name a few things, like I said, I'm too spread out between too many things. Bang Out Radio, Witty Gang, you know, my solo shit, you know, work, you know, all that shit, you know, relationship, you know, what the... So, on top of those things, luckily, I'm kind of lucky I don't have to worry about rent and everything like that. You know, lucky I can actually find a place to sleep if I need to, you know, that. So I'm lucky in a sense. But at the same time, if all these other things, or if I could just focus on maybe one or two or this, that, or whatever and everything or whatever, you know, then maybe I can do that. But I want to do it all. But the question is, like I said, I know I can't do it all by myself. I know that. So, I've already stated that. Like, I believe everybody needs help in some sense, and not just financially, just period. You know, you got to be able to rely on people. Not everybody can do everything by themselves. It can't be done. If you think it can be done, then, or even, maybe it can be done. But I've thought like that before. You know, I've been on that fuck the world type shit, not just, but how fucking lonely is that? You know, I've been really seriously y'all been here through some of the times or whatever. I've been seriously detached. Now, I'm not all connected to people and everything or whatever, but I just don't have an attitude just to have an attitude anymore. You know, there was a time I was in some real deep, depressed type shit. Oh, now a motherfucker wanna play dominoes. There was a real dark era, you know, for me in my life. A few of them, actually, you know, but the one really hit, like, recently, like, really, you know, and it took a lot from me. But it didn't take everything from me. Because I always believe no matter what you go through, no matter what has happened in your life, there are certain things that you just have to hold on to. There's certain things that you can't let break you. There's certain things that you just can't let stop you. Now, people handle these things different ways. You know, me, again, I was like the more the shut-in, the quiet one, you know what I mean? I only kept a few private circles or whatever. Everybody knew me. They knew of me. But, you know, I didn't really stand out, you know, but I was cool with everybody. That was never me. But I was with, you know, that's who I was. That's all. I used to go by O back in the day. But it's like when you go, I used to call it, it's funny, I had a mixtape during that time too. You know, I called the mixtape the dark side because it was a real dark time in my life. And it's like when you go through, like, the, let's say, the black hole or whatever, and you pop out the other side, you know, you're not the same. You're never going to be the same as when you went in. But I don't want to be the person I was when I was in there. I don't know if that makes sense to y'all or if y'all understand that or, you know, if that just blew over people's heads. But maybe we've all gone through some dark times. You know, and I think my times are dark, and there are probably some of y'all out there that would look at my stories and listen to my shit like, nigga, that's nothing. You know, well, it's something to me, but at the same time, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you've been through. I don't. But you're here, right? Right here, right now. If you're telling me this, if you're listening right now, or, yeah, like I said, whenever you're listening to this, you're here right now at this moment, right? Like, you're here. So whatever you made it through, like I said, don't be the person you had to be when you were there. Because I don't know the type of people y'all was during those times, man. I was a motherfucker during them times. During the times I didn't give a fuck. Like, there have been like two periods of my life, like I said, when I just didn't give a fuck about shit. Like I said, nobody's feelings, nobody's emotions. Like I said, if you was giving it to me, I was taking it. You know, I never stole anything from anybody or anything. Well, I can't lie, I stole some shit. Let me stop lying. But like I said, I was just full of like distrust, hate, you know, nigga ego, you know, was busted, and it was hard to make it, you know, because again, when you invest in something, or maybe even someone, it's hard to come back from that. I know. Especially if you got years invested in this. Like I said, I'm not talking about, like I said, it's like I said, for college. I invested 6 years in college and had to walk away from it. I'm not going to say, you know, I've explained what happened during my college years, but that's what happened. I got to go back, but I still can't find the right way to go back because I can't find the right way to transfer over shit without having to do this and that. Whoa. And then college isn't even on my plate right now. Remember all the shit I was talking about earlier, so now I want to add college onto that too? or now if I had college on, then I got to take something else away, right? So, I mean, this is my life. To be good at so many things, not get recognized for it, still do it anyway, and just do what you got to do. Like I said, maybe if I did pick just one direction, or maybe if I just did go all the way hard on just one thing, just picked one of the things that I'm good at, and just put everything, my all into that, and just say fuck everything else and everybody and whatever anybody else got going on and whatever, I may be in a whole other situation right now. Maybe. Because I've seen people that can do that. People that can say, fuck you. You ain't getting shit from me. Nada. Nothing. Don't ask. You know what I mean? Like, there are people out there that are, you know, that really just be like, fuck y'all. Fuck you. I wish I can be like that. But which is why I keep my circle so small. Because I know the type of person that I am. If I got it, and, you know, like I said, if it's the homies and we doing something, if a nigga need that, and he asked me straight up, yo, I need that, and I got it, it's like, bam, right here. That's just the person that I am. If I'm with somebody, you know, with a girl or something like that or whatever, anything I can do, if I can do it, gets done. Period. Simple. But then again, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people can take advantage of that shit, too. So that's why I just like, nah, I just rather not be around people. I just don't want to have to go through that. I've been, like I said, because of the person that I've been beforehand, like I said, it's easy when you don't give a fuck. It's hard when you do. I mean, everybody got to feel me on that. Just like anything else, it's easier to break up some shit than to make some shit. Easier to tear down some shit than build up something. You know, it's easier to fuck up than to do the right thing. So, well, you just don't give a fuck. You know, there's a sense of freedom when it comes to that. Sense of freedom. You just don't care. Really just no worries. Except maybe your own personal shit or whatever, but really just nothing matters. I've been there too. Really just nothing matters. Don't say nothing to me. I don't care what you got to say. I don't give a fuck what you think about me. But again, some of these things still linger. Because I still don't give a fuck what people have got to say. I still don't give a fuck what people think about me. You know, it's the same feeling, but I just handle it different. But everybody handles their shit different. So, like I said, I don't know how people like to, how y'all like to handle things. I don't know. But as for me, I don't do a whole lot of, like, I don't do it. Like I said, I don't do a whole lot of talking. Because I figure if anybody wanted to do something or if it's going to happen or whatever, it's just going to happen. I'm going to have to react when shit goes down. I don't be that nigga all whooping off at the mouth or this, that, or whatever. I don't do none of that shit. I don't got time for none of that. If a nigga got a problem or whatever with me, I ain't got nothing to say. He gonna step to me, and he gonna make a move, or he just gonna sit there and run his mouth. I don't have no control over what the next motherfucker does. I don't have no control over what the next bitch does. But my thing is, you never know what's gonna happen. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man. All right, I am going to take a quick little break real quick because I'm going to roll up some weed. So while I'm doing that, I'm on. also going to do this.
Know y'all didn't think the witty game was good on this.
Nigga, we here, nigga.
I
know them. The homies.
I got five, West got five, now that's ten. Only B got five, two with it, two, that make a twin. I B got five, that make a quota, nigga, keep up. These beans for the trees, so please, roll that weed up. Khaki stay creased up, my tux stay lace. I wake and bake a straight ace to the face. In case you was wondering, I'm fresh, the best me. Always smoking top shelf, never smoking stress. And yes, we be the dopest niggas in here. Hood bound, you clowns, ain't war, I declare. I swear, I will smoke you niggas to sleep.
Your little lungs is too small to hotbox with me.
Sticky green, no seeds, guaranteed to be the best move. Hit the blunt and let it go, bang the fold and let it go.
Ready for
the show, bro, you know we full of throttle. Smoke weed and get high, got five, that's the motto.
Forever on the grind, I'm staying high while I'm getting it. The hustle's in my blood, you dropping five before you hit this. Piece of 45 from my plug, it's like Christmas. I keep a loaded nine, you get plugged, yeah, dismissed. Bitch, it's snowing LA before you hit this. I keep the foes in motion, burning trees like a death wish. I smoke shit like a nigga ain't never had shit. My eyes red like my motherfucker flag, bitch. I tag shit while reaching for my last bit. Hit it two times, hold it, then pass it. Switches by the cake and trees by the batch, bitch. Smoke so potent you can smell it through the bag, bitch. Smoke to get high, smoke to pass time. If you from where I'm from, then you smoke to get by. So no sticks, no seeds, only five cush weed. I got five on the piece, nigga, dub IG.
We got five on it.
Five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. More THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast. We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Turn up, gang. Yelling, fuck a bitch, smoking blood to the face. Drank Remy, no chase. Pill popping, no shade. These is the face. Criminals, the game. Molly Hennessy is like a pistol on the sea. 100 cents so waves to make you obsolete. Two bound gangsta, check the taps in the prop notes. I got five times four on the drink and the dro. Play them all, no exemption. We known to get lifted. Broke bitches, say the fuck on my vision. 40B, where the bitches at? That's with it, extended clip. Anybody can get it. Blow the dro, pass it back and forth. Sitting low, tip the floor, got five on everything. When y'all go to the store, pop a Molly and woo. I'm on, it's the bitch I'm ballin', ha-ha, she gone.
You see, smoking keeps me living, also keeps me from sitting, so I got five on whatever. Let's get this session beginning, so we can smoke out the building, roll up the blunts and you're sparking. We only look like we on fire. Some of y'all be smoking weed and then you get all paranoid. I get annoyed.
All fucking weed.
You should be overjoyed. Drama know that I avoid and those that lack intelligence. If it ain't about my money, music, weed, that shit's irrelevant. Smoking on that presidential ooey gooey sneaky looey. Family got suspended. We're suspenders when I lack a stupid. I make you wanna sue me even if you never knew me. Yeah, I'm so high. Staring at ghosts, smoking George Clooney. Somebody change the movie. Thirsty bitches on my sleeve. Fucking or we matching or you gonna go and buy the weed. Bitches wanna smoke a nigga's weed and then don't give them nothing. I don't even wanna fuck, but damn, bitch, I'm out of
song. Five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We
shit.
Got five on it. More THC, no stems, no
seeds.
We got five on it.
Five.
Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast.
That better be no pinheads, bitch.
We got five
bitch.
On it.
Uh-huh.
So how about to pull my strap?
I'm with
the world made me. No one's gonna save me all alone without a girl or baby. If I die right now, my legacy will be kaput. No one left to carry on, story over.
Close the book.
I wonder who would even care when I'm buried, who would go? It's like we in the lobby.
Hoes fighting at my funeral?
Cremated a nigga, mix my ashes with the weed seeds. Grow me up, roll me up, smoke dagger till your heart bleed. My pedigree is special mix, so fuck you and don't give a shit. Add us a player and don't forget, never trust a bitch. Now I gotta stop, can't be giving out the recipe. And had these niggas telling all the bitches that they 40 be. Nope, only one of me. Imagine if I had a twin. Fuck one, fuck both. Same time.
Get it in. These are my enemies. Gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke it till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger from feeding. No, these are my enemies. Gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke it till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger from feeding.
Mr. Quick to cut a bitch and Mr. Never trust a bitch. I wanna punch a bitch
and shove my fist down her esophagus.
Rip off her lips for lying, kill myself for even trying. Selling me your false hopes and dreams, I ain't never buying. Right now you should be dying, stupid bitch, I let it go before. Now you get the shit again. Snatch her up, tie her up, pop the trunk, throw her in. Bound the gag, black mask, now I'm ready. Time to pay the price, I slice and dice a bitch with butter knife. Sell her to the rapist, since you always fucking other guys. You told so many lies that I would never hear you out. Grab your tongue, rip it out, still won't shut your fucking mouth. Get it to the super glue, this is what I do to hoes. Pour it on they pussy, maybe now you keep them wet clothes. You still ain't getting nothing, stupid bitches die hoping. Let them other niggas pay and talk to bust that pussy over.
These are my enemies, gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke until I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger from feeding. These are my enemies, gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, get knocked out. Smoking till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger from feeding.
I'm just a psychopath, and now I'm on a cycle beat. I'm like a heart, keeping blood flowing through these city streets. Can't be weak or even sleep. Built my house on Schitt's Creek. My life is like a living hell, but human torch can handle heat. I just ain't never sober. Keep these bitches bending over. All you niggas think you spit fire.
Meet the flamethrower.
I just be chilling out. I implode, don't explode. Use a bitch's face to bust loads. Even
Mr. Freezer call me cold.
I'm just too old for this. Fuck a bitch, smoke cannabis. I realize that none of you bitches will ever handle this. I'm just a lost soul, been walking for a long time. Don't even know my destination, I will never break stride. I just rep that west side. Win again, never trust a bitch again, cause bitches do their own thing. I step and let my nuts hang, they listen but I don't teach. These are my
inner demons all
psycho.
Dynamite! I see that roundhouse kick still packs a punch.
This Flynn, what did Black Dynamite tell you honkies from the CIA about interrupting his kung fu?
Nothing, Black Dynamite. You've told us not to ever interrupt your seductions, your interrogations, and your jumping of rope, but never your kung fu. That might have been someone else.
Well, from now on, add my kung fu to the honkies from the CIA's list. Not to interrupt, you dig?
Very well. Black Dynamite, this is about Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam, a.k.a. Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam.
Yeah, good old Vietnam. I remember all four of those places like it was yesterday. The fighting, the jungle, the guns, it was like a dream. I could still smell the shrapnel.
That ain't shrapnel. I think that's honeybee's barbecue.
Look, I know how much you miss Vietnam, Black Dynamite, and we pulled the plug before you could do the impossible, which we already know you're capable of. But we need you, Black Dynamite. We need you to go back to Vietnam.
Black Dynamite, what's Vietnam?
A question a child might ask, but not a childish question. Still, Penny, Black Dynamite's gonna need you to shut the f*** up when grown folks is talking, okay? Now-
Yo. Make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck if the show on or not.
Don't
go ahead, my kid.
Always dope.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, having looked into their eyes, sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My seat is on the line, I'm nasty, you just keep my shit up on rewind. mind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I'ma get disappeared, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave, Shelly, hurry up, oh baby, now she never wanna leave.
Yeah, we back. Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Fuck you Fridays. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, till in the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. But y'all ain't holler at me tonight, so fuck you. It's okay. It's cool. Oh, man. Smoking some weed. Hold on. Good. Now I got it. Try to talk and finish my blood at the same time. Excuse my voice and sip my drink with my other hand. But nah, it's cool. But see, because when I try to talk and smoke at the same time, it, you know, my throat, it, because I don't know, I guess I kind of, you know, your throat vibrates when you talk, right? Vibrations and everything from the vocal cords. And so, and that shit, and there's smoke down there, it kind of just feels weird. So, I don't know. So, I'm trying to. And then trying to wash it down with alcohol, like, it ain't helping. See, but this is exactly why I don't have my own shit. This is all I would do. Like I said, I wouldn't say I would live, like, in a shack, nowhere, nothing like that. But at the same time, like, remember the movie Fight Club? That house they lived in? I could probably live there, too. It wasn't that bad. You know, as long as you can shower, sleep, well, nah. I don't know. I think I would really miss TV, though. They didn't have no TV. I mean, maybe even after a while. I mean, you'd be surprised some of the things you can get used to. Be surprised. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know, but. Nah, people get used to all kind of shit. It's just, is it worth getting used to? Is it worth it? Like, you know, the motherfucker that work at the dump and shit, right? The motherfuckers that be on the trash cans and shit. I mean, to them, it's got to be worth it. Whatever reason they got, family, that's the only job they got, no education, they've been doing it for like 50 years, whatever. Whatever the excuse is. And it ain't even that many of them, because see, I hate to sound like when I'm old. I hate to sound like, you know, give away my age and shit. Because, you know, I remember times when, back in the day, see, these motherfucking garbage men is lazy now. You know, one garbage man, two garbage men maybe, truck, got the little arm on it with the little claw. You know, they just come up, and they just got different color trucks. They come up, pull up next to the can, arm come out, grip the can, dump it in the back, put it back down. Nigga don't even got to get out the damn truck no more. Nigga, I remember them motherfuckers had to, nigga, get out the damn, the motherfucker hung on the back, had to get out the truck, throw that shit back there, you know, like, come on. I say it all the time, America's just getting lazy, but at the same time, you know, why make the job, you know, harder, because, you know, fuck, you got to throw trash already, but these motherfuckers get used to that shit. So, like I said, it boils down to, is it worth getting used to? And that's a question you have to ask yourself, because you can't base your answer on somebody else. Because you got to realize that, I always realize it, that's why I said all the time, I operate on free will. Because when you operate on free will and you let people operate on free will, you see really where people want to be and what they want to do. Because when you're given no limitations, when you're given no guidelines, when you're just expected to just do the right thing, you see who does it and who don't. You just gotta look. Cause not really Tess, but I just call him Tess because that's just something we could all understand. But I'm not saying it like Tess, like people need Tess through situations, but I'll just call them situations. Situations happen, family, work, again, relationships, wherever. Situations happen that show you where people stand. Again, if you want to bring it back to, I remember I was talking about priorities and shit earlier and everything. Like, you just have to see it. Sometimes you don't even have to see it. Like I said, you never know. But again, situations always occur. Again, there's this life, right? We've all go through situations. It's what happens in that situation that directs you onto your next little. You know what I mean? This happens. You make a decision off of this. Then, boom, it takes you this way. Then something else happens. Okay, now, which way do you go? You still going the same way or do, bam, you going back this way, you know? Every situation can either throw you off track, you know, or just be a hurdle you have to overcome. I mean, you never know depending on the situation. But then everybody has situations. That's what you got. It's like, think like, the only thing, what can I compare it to? You remember the, what is it? I even think they still have it because I think not Jim Carrey. Drew Carey, does he need to do The Price is Right now or something? Because Bob Barker dead or something. I'm not going to say he dead. If he alive, I don't know. But, yeah. But on The Price is Right, it was like that Plinko. You know, you got to think like, there's a lot of situations bumping off of each other. You know, boom, boom, boom. There's a lot of lives out there clashing. There's a lot of people in the world. You know, you may know a lot of people. You may come across a lot of people. You may not come across many people at all. You may come across people you may never see in person. That's the kind of world we live in right now. Just because of where shit's going, more people are bumping into each other. More situations are being created. More things are going on. And that's where we're at. And that's how things are. And that's how things are expected to be at this point. But as for me, I mean, not for me. I mean, because like I said, I don't expect anything. You can't. Once you expect something, then it presents an option, and then once it presents an option, then it presents a decision, and then you can't base your decision because you don't know what the decision of the other person is going to be. Again, given where you have family, you could be talking about your brothers, you know, mother, you at work, all these situations. These motherfuckers are such kids at my job. Literally. Sometimes. A lot of them are. Just kids. It's like high school up there. I go to work. Motherfuckers telling me stories about how they was hanging out at. I'm not going to call her motherfucker. She the homegirl. She cool. But she was telling me how she was hanging out with some of the other motherfuckers from work last night. You know, getting drunk and shit or whatever. Dude was talking about, yeah, let's go back to the house and chill or whatever. And dude took like four bitches and like one other dude, I think he said, back to his room in his auntie house talking about we got to keep it down. Like, come on now, homie. You don't do shit like that. Like, that's the word with it. I would not even rather y'all come over. You know, we don't. They was talking about they went and got a bottle just to go over there and do that. They was clowning. I was like, oh, that's how niggas getting down nowadays, huh? But I just don't get it. But again, I've come to realize that I never will. with all these situations bouncing off each other, with everything going in this way direction. But see, it's like, and it's weird because, like, situations, the different situations, like, the situations you go through with the family is not the same situation you're going to go through with. Ooh. Oh. What you want? I'm doing a show. There we go. Anyway, but, but it's just, but it's just like, do you win? Like, you have you and your family, and y'all going through this situation over here, right? Now, you got your job situation over here. Now, you have, okay, your own personal shit going on right here. You and the homies, maybe, like I said, you and your girl, whatever. You got these situations going on. Now, what if these situations right here in your own personal circles start colliding with each other? On top of whatever they going through in their own person. You gotta. This shit is just, you know, what's the, I'll use a big word. I think it's called extrapolate. Does it extrapolate? I think that's the word. I'm gonna say, you know, that's gonna be my final answer. You know, the numbers extrapolate. I hope that's right. And you don't know how they situations or how they're going to handle their situations. Sometimes you do. You ever catch somebody on one of their bad days, like something they got going on really fucked up or whatever? You know, usually they be on some other shit and everything, but you're just like, damn, man, you look like fucked up. Like, nigga, like, like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, and like I said, we all go through it. So, again, it's just how you handle it, how you, what you do with it, where you go with it. Some people just, like I said, me, I do hold it in. I hold a lot of it in. I just deal. I've dealt with a lot of situations in life, you know, and again, you just got to figure out which situations are worth it and what's important. If you don't understand that and you don't know that about yourself, then you can't possibly do anything at all. So I do believe that, but careful, because above anything else, I understand we all have to, everybody has to watch out for themselves. There's two things I know. Everybody watches out for themselves, and I mean the type of motherfuckers that's like, there's not those type of people, you know, when the type that it takes a bullet for a motherfucker. Just also, you know, just if you were in that situation, would you be the one? You see a kid fall in the street, you know what I mean? Busy, you know, street section, car coming. You gonna be the one to like jump out there and like either try to save her or push her out the way or whatever and take the hit or try to, you know what I mean? Are you gonna be the one that's gonna do something? Or are you going to be on the one on the sideline like, oh, my God, look, what happened? You know, or depending on who it is, right? Maybe if it's somebody you actually care about, you're the one that goes for it, right? But if it's just whoever, you're just going to watch that motherfucker get splattered, right? I mean, but there are those people that doesn't matter. It's just the right thing to do on instinct. So, and there's not a lot of people out there that are like that. Not a lot. And I'm not even, you don't, and no offense to the armed forces or anything, I'm not saying it like that, but you don't have to be a Marine to be that type of person. Like I said, there are some people that, you know, there are those people that step up for people. You know, there are those type of people. Not a lot of them, but they're there. But look at where we're at. Look at what's out there. I mean, I know I'm not the only one seeing this shit. And I can only speak for what I see. and, you know, what's in front of me. And I do see a lot in a lot of ways, you know. And it's just real interesting the get down nowadays. I guess, you know, the get down, like how shit is just happening. Now, like I said, it's just going to be interesting because, again, as for me, I don't speak on a lot of shit. There's always something going on. There's always something in the works because you have to be able to keep going. You have to be able to do what you want to do, and that's what I always understand. Like I said, there's two things I understand about people. People, you know, look out for themselves. You have to look out for yourselves because you never know. It's hard to trust somebody else to actually look out for you. So you want to be secure enough to not have to worry about that. So you have to look out for yourself. And there are those people that just do what they want to do. Because they just feel that they have to. It's just something like, some people call it a calling. Some people, you know, maybe you're just good at it. Shit. Fuck about it. It's just what you want to do. You know, so it's just, but there is a difference, though. And it's funny, because y'all got excuses, because I keep looking over, because I'm by myself, right? Like I said, I got the TV on the screen, but the volume's down. I don't know what the fuck's on there. I'm drinking my drink. I finished my blunt, but I'm talking, you know. I'm just trying to keep the show going, keep the show moving. I'm just sharing my thoughts with y'all and everything, you know, drinking my drink. And I just keep trying to find something to, like, look at, you know, because I want, it's like I'm talking to an invisible friend or something that it helps me. Because I'm just, like I said, I'm just here posted. And for whoever is out there listening right now, like I said, I'm just a voice. And I mean, the most you know about me, if you took the time to go to the Bang Out Radio page or to my page or whatever and everything, the most you know about me is that, unless you talk to me or talk to the show or a friend of the show or whatever. But some of y'all out there, because I've been seeing the downloads and everything, a lot of y'all, I know all y'all that do download and listen, y'all ain't been to my page, y'all ain't took that time or whatever, but y'all just listen. I've been wondering what the fuck y'all be listening to, but I guess. But thank you, though. Because this shit right here, nigga, like. I tell you all the time, as much as I want to do this, it's hard to do this. Just sitting here and just going. You know, just to keep things moving. Because as for me, as always, usually, like I say it all the time, it's I put in a lot of work and a lot of things, but I can never get to where I need to go with those things. You know, always just like close but no cigar, but not over, but it's like, you know, shit's still in the process. And I want to keep thinking like I'm not running out of time, but at the same time, I really feel, you know, I got faith and hope that, you know, the things that I've done good, bad, you know, overall I've done the right thing in a lot of situations. I'm not saying I haven't done wrong, you know, but overall, there are a lot of times when I could have been that person, when I could have been that nigga, when I could have, you know. So I'm just hoping that, you know, hope, faith. If I do what I was, you walk that path, you do the right thing, you know, things are supposed to work out. Put in your work. Do what you have to do. You know, don't want for much, and you shall get what you need. I mean, mean, that's just what I always, you know, that was kind of, you know, because you just, do you, like I said, I'm a very simple man. Like, do you really need a lot of shit? I don't need that much. But that's me. People need a lot of shit, though. I'm not saying I don't like nice shit. I'm not saying if I couldn't do it. I'm not saying if I could do it, I wouldn't. But I would really believe, like I said, if I had stacks, like, I just need it for, you know, if I ever had a hit like that, you know, it's a different story. It's a different story. I'm not going to be that nigga to just go, I'm going to give me a few outfits. I ain't going to lie. But, you know, you divide that up. Like, okay, but that's just going to be the smallest piece. That's just going to be so I can, you know, bam. Like, you know, you just got to work. You know, you just got to do that. Because I ain't that. Me, I would do it. I would really do it because I ain't never done it. I ain't never done it. So, yeah, you damn right. See, yeah, see, y'all ballers. Go ahead. That's nothing. See, that's nothing to y'all. That would be something to me. For, you know, all shit, like, growing up, finally going on, like, I see, because I done it, wait. I done went, let's see. How much money have I spent one time just on shopping, like, shopping? And like I said, me, maybe it was a good day, maybe only 1,000. And, you know, but I'm talking like I want to do some real shopping. Like I said, I know people that spend racks, nigga, and not on no cheap shit. Not on no cheap shit. You know, I knew some bitches, you know, back in the day. You know, I done had some Rodeo bitches before and everything like that or whatever. You know, I seen bitches ball. Like, oh, my God, bitch, that's how you, like. Like, it must be nice. You know, it must be. Shit, I'm giving any gifts and shit or whatever. And they, I'm watching some of these Delta bitches at my job. These bitches better watch it. Leave me the fuck alone. And them bitches got bread and flight benefits. Like, yeah, let me get a buddy pass. Hook me up. We about to go on strike anyway. Like. But I gotta, but I'm applying for Delta though. You know, I already got the assistant down, so I'm trying to see what they're about real quick. So we're gonna see what happens. Hopefully they don't listen to my show. Oh man, but I gotta figure out something. I gotta do something. Don't know yet, because again, what do I cut out? What am I willing? I don't want to cut out anything. But then, the hard part is like if I'm not giving it my all, then why am I still doing it? If I'm not willing to put everything into it, then why am I not doing it? Because I can't, you know, I can't give one thing everything. Oh, my life. I'm not going to say fuck my life. I do say it sometimes. But, like I said, for me, I'm a patient man. I feel like something's meant to be at some point. Maybe that's just the hope, faith, blind faith, or whatever I have. But like I said, I've always, no matter what I've been through, no matter what I've had to go through or whatever, I always kind of came out good. I've always been good. You know, I've always, stood on my feet and, you know, did what I had to do. Like I said, when I was in the dark side, going through the dark side moments, when I was in the black hole, you know, during that time, you know, the shit was going down. When I came out, I found the best job. Which helped deal the best job I had to help me deal with the black hole. But then, you know, I've been in y'all. Like I said, y'all that rode through, y'all that been through Bang Out Radio with a minute, y'all know my stories and everything. So, but, you know, I lost the best job I had. But at the same time, you know, that's when the nigga was making like 16, 17 an hour plus. you know what I mean, full benefits and shit or whatever and everything by doing good shit. You know, I was paid off all my debt, you know, at the time, blah, blah, this, that, you know, I had all kind of shit going on right then and there, you know. And right when they closed down where I was working at, because they just shut down the L.A. section, you know, I had at least broke even. And then plus my unemployment kicked in. Now my unemployment, I was making more in unemployment than I would at any like $8 gig or whatever that anybody was trying to give me or whatever. So like, shit, why the fuck would I do that? So like I said, y'all know I sat on my ass for like a little year or so or whatever, but I felt I deserved that because, again, I've been working since I was like 13, 14. So I was like, yeah, I took a break. But I made it work because it was enough to pay my bills and still have money in my pocket, and I just did what I did. But that ain't the case no more, you know. But like I said, it was also funny because I missed work. I mean, I'm just that type of person. I just don't like not doing nothing. And then because of that, then, you know, you got to, it's just time to pick up and do what you got to do. Now, like I said, working where I'm working at now, there's now that I'm in there, ain't no telling what may happen. I said, let me work for one of these airlines, not even just Delta. Let me get on one of these airlines. Like, flight benefits, go anywhere I want, just hop on a plane. You think I'm not going to see some shit? Gone. Like, I'm going to get off work, fly somewhere, you know what I mean, party, do some shit or whatever. Don't even get a hotel or nothing. Just hop on a plane and come back. Just because I can do it. Yeah, I'm flying standby. Just let me know when I get off. Like, think I'm not going to travel. All this shit, like I said, let me get on one of these airlines, y'all. Like, y'all think I'm not going to come to y'all cities? Y'all think I'm not coming? Watch. Y'all motherfuckers better hope they don't hire me. Y'all better hope. Because I want to see what it look like. I hear a lot of stories. I'm gonna say, y'all motherfuckers, like, I'm calling y'all motherfuckers. I ain't gonna call y'all out individually or anything. But y'all motherfuckers, like I said, I be seeing y'all Facebooks and everything like that when I scroll through my shit. You know, y'all on tour, y'all doing this, y'all doing that, y'all partying, y'all turn up. I want to see for myself. I'm not saying I'm not a believer. I'm just saying I want to see. So that's the one thing I can do. That's so I can fuck with Facebook, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to take pictures with y'all, whatever. That's when y'all can tag me. Let me get in some pictures with y'all, holding up y'all CDs and shit. I'm going to come get my own CD. Y'all motherfuckers don't want to send me CDs and shit? Yeah, I'll call y'all motherfuckers. It's Fuck You Friday. That's how I feel right now. You know, I'm dragging the kick in. But I mean, it's all love and everything like that. But nah, fuck y'all. Y'all don't want to send me no CDs? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, it's cool. I'm going to come get my own. But while I'm there, party, I want to turn up, you know what I mean, I want to see how y'all get down, show me what to do. And like I said, don't let me get no kind of flight benefits now that I'm working over here. Y'all better not. Like I said, y'all think it's a joke. Told y'all, this is going to be a little web series, I'm going to bring the camera and everything like that. Like, look, on my way to come see Woo 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 Woo. This nigga said he was going to meet me at the airport. Look, this nigga already like 15 minutes late, look, see. I already see, yeah, but it's going to be cool because I understand, you know, CP time, niggas and shit, you know what I mean? It's cool, but I'm just saying, I'm going to talk shit. That's just what I do, but we're going to turn up, we're going to have fun, you know, show me what to do. Free flight, man, but I'm coming, you know, never know what city I may drop in. Like, I'll fly into a city just to tag myself at the airport, and I don't even gotta fly to the city. I'll just do it it'll be for real. You know, I'll ride planes like motherfuckers ride the bus. Let me get oh man, there's already certain spots I got picked out that I want to go see just because I ain't never been. Like I said, they don't want me to do that. Like I said, that's from work. And then I can feel good about it. You know what I mean? I'm working for this. Like, Dunna, or because, you know, I think the deal is either you have to sit and wait or something, you know, if they have an open seat or whatever, something like that for free, or even if you pay for a ticket, you get, like, a dumb, stupid discount. Like, that shit is incredibly, like, low, so. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I'm on. You know what I mean? And then when I come to y'all city, man, y'all better have a bottle waiting for me or something, man. I'm not talking about y'all got to have a car waiting for me. You know, I don't want no motherfucker down there holding my name and shit. You know, the sunglasses and shit. No, we don't need that. I don't want that. I don't want to have to rent a car. Wait, do I want to rent a car? Y'all motherfuckers know how to drive? Nah, I'm going to have to rent a car. Y'all just got to let me know where to meet y'all up at. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. We'll see what's up. But I'm coming. I be seeing y'all, some of y'all be having open mics and shit or whatever and everything like that. You know what I mean? Like I said, let me find a flight or somewhere I can fly into that shit and come perform with y'all shit with y'all or something like that. Nigga, I'm there. Nigga, y'all think I'm playing. Y'all better, this is what I mean. But see, my luck ain't that good. They ain't gonna hire me. They don't want that. You know what I mean? They don't want that. Because if I get hired, it's gonna be like 6 months and I'm gonna do the countdown. I'm gonna do the countdown. I'm gonna look and see who's having an event. Or who got shit coming up or whatever, and I'm gonna be there. Just make sure, like I said, if you one of the people that I be seeing always promoting parties and everything like that and everything, and we done had our conversations and shit or whatever, I want to get in with you. You know what I mean? Let me roll in with you, and then we good. You know, live or whatever. You know, I'll talk about you. You know, we can. This is what I'm talking about. If I gotta come to y'all, then I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna see. But I'm gonna see, I want to see what's up. So, just make sure y'all ready. I see some of y'all, you know, some of y'all little clubs and everything like that, you know, posting up little videos and shit. I see y'all. We gonna see what that about. Because, like I said, then I can start with that. Now that I got that footage, I can start doing the YouTube footage. We can start doing shit like that or whatever and everything, y'all. You know, help pump y'all shit up. You know, Dagger and Woo Woo with Woo Woo. You know what I mean? Because I fucks with people. And the one thing I've always told y'all, the one thing I've always said was that if I could travel, I would. Like I said, I'd be seeing y'all shows and everything. I already know y'all ain't the type. Not right now, okay, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like I said, when we do shows out here, we handle our shit over here. But I want a reason to go somewhere, which is also why, like I said, I want to do some collabs with people and everything like that. You know, we can do some music and everything. So when I come to your city, nigga, we can turn it up somewhere or whatever just so niggas don't get shit twisted, because that's what I do. But at the same time, we can. There's always something that can happen. Always something. And I'm with that. But somebody got to kick it off. So if I got to be the nigga to kick it off, they better hope I'm not able to. This is what I mean. I can never do the shit that I want to do. I'm never able to put that last little into the situation to get it where it can be. I said, hopefully it falls into place before it's too late. That's the one thing I always feel like is that I'm running out of time. Running out of time. I can still get in some shit. If something falls into place really, really soon, I can still get in something. And I always have certain things. But always something. But it's always like you just have to like I said, I'm just very, very humble about a lot of situations. I just have to realize that if I'm not meant to have it right now, then I'm just not meant to have it at this point. And like I said earlier, there's a real difference between, for me, between want and need. And as far as my needs go. I got what I need, and if I don't got it, I can get what I need. You know what I mean? As far as wants, it's just like, okay, well, I may want that, but how many people get what they want? And then a lot of people don't realize that they get what they want because of other people. In certain situations, not all situations, but certain situations is like that. So I get some of the things that I want because of other people. A rough situation, but again, just another situation that everybody has to deal with in some shape, way, or form. I guess it has to happen. It's necessary. Nothing's ever going to be the way it's supposed to be. At least, maybe not for me. No matter what, for me, something always attached to everything, you know? Why does everything have to come with an attachment? This doesn't have an attachment. That's why, and like I said, this is the one thing if I really probably put everything in, it's the thing that I have the most control over and this and that. And, you know, so it's amazing. But at the same time, you know, I still, again, I make the choices that I make. Because this isn't just about me. Because I've always felt, as far as this goes, like I said, we're all in this together. I'm just the voice. Let me stop trying to double talk myself. But I'm just the voice. But I don't want to be just that. I want y'all to voice yourselves. I want y'all to come talk to me. I want y'all to come holler at me. I want y'all to, you know, again, send in your music. I want y'all to send y'all peoples over here. I mean, it's never a dull moment. At least I hope. I hope this isn't dull. I don't, like I said, I'm over here on my own. But, again, I'm used to this. I'm used to being by myself. I don't have a problem being alone. It's not that I have a problem being alone. It's just that when you don't want to be, you don't want to be. But then again, you can get used to being alone real quick, which is fine. Like I said, I've been alone for years before. And I've always felt that. And I've always felt that there's nobody that will really take the time to, like, understand. And I don't feel I'm that complex. And I'm always upfront with, you know, everything, especially, you know, now. Upfront, straightforward. Like, I have nothing to hide. And it's just so funny how people think that there's always something going on, something. And depending on what that something is, people do the weirdest shit as well. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I found this kind of interesting while I was, you know, going over. Now, during the actual break and everything, when I was actually trying to look for some shit to, you know, see what I could bring up or, you know, maybe talk about or whatever. And I'm going through certain things, and I'm trying to figure out, this is exactly why I don't get involved in, like, pop culture, all right? Let's just look at some of these highlights. Now, I don't know if some of this shit is actually supposed to be important, but let's see what we got here. Like, Kelly Rowland shows off first picture of her baby bump. It's just another pregnant female. Like, is that really hot? Like, is that really what? Oh my God, Kelly Rowland's pregnant stomach. Why? Let's see. Cassidy gave R. Kelly guns to protect him from Jay-Z during Best of Both Worlds tour. Like, how long ago was that? So what? How long ago was that? Was that last year? Was that tour last year? Like, really? What else we got? Michelle Williams explains how accident turned into a blessing. Let's see. But it's just like, who cares about these things, right? Like, what's this? What's this one? Who's over here? Trey Songz admits, I go through mixed emotions on stage. What? So, like, is this, are y'all, this is what's important? This is what I need to know, is that Trey Songz, doesn't matter what he goes through on stage, nigga, get up there, sing and dance, right? That's what you do. So go do that. Who give a fuck what you go through? That's what you get paid to do, right? Like, is those your mixed emotions? Nigga got all this money, doing movies and shit, shirt off type nigga, right? Flexy, sexy, flexy ass nigga, right? Nigga, what the fuck? Get out of here. Lady Gaga shell do what you want video due to sexual assault allegations. Oh, wow. Well, that may be interesting. I don't know. Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony officially divorced. Okay. Like, if we didn't see them with different people, we wouldn't know that that's what happened. Tahiri originally went to college to be a cop, whatever. Ice Cube made his son audition for his role in the NWA biopic. I mean, why do I need to read that? I know why, because he wanted to be on that nigga's. No, I'm not just going to give you that shit. My dad would have did the same shit. If he was on some shit, he made me always realize and try to flip that shit some type of way. Like I said, I know niggas like that, so that's nothing new. Cornered now. What else is out here? How many KK chapters are in your area? Let me click that one. That's what was kind of interesting. Let's have a look at this and see if it loads up. The fuck? How many KK members is in your area? Oh, you ain't gonna love. It's trying. I'm doing it on my phone, y'all. Y'all gotta excuse me. Worked it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to. We got movement. Why the fuck you over here making all kind of noise? Wasn't enough. There we go. Let's see. There are 160 known active Ku Klux Klan chapters in the United States, according to research from the Southern Poverty Law Center. How many are near you? Here's an interactive map. Let's have a look at this map here. Excuse me. Hold on. Damn it. What did I do? All right, I see all the chapters. Now, how do I look at the map? There's a lot of Klan members, though. These motherfuckers, like loyal white knights of the Ku Klux Klan, Knight Rider knights of the Ku Klux Klan, Ku Klux knights of the Ku Klux Klan, like New Empire knights of, fraternity white knights of, Mississippi white knights of, United Northern and Southern knights of, traditional American Knights, United White Knights, International Keystone Knights, Order of the Confederate Brotherhood, Knights of, just Knights of, like they was just lazy. North Mississippi White Knights of, United Clans of America. So just lazy with it, right? United States of America, United Clans of America, White Clan, White Camellia Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Like, come on now. That's just the ones I can see. This map is, oh, wait, hold on. See, I can see the map behind it, but this shit, like the little ledger is in the way. Who's over here in California? In Cali, we got the Ku Klux Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. That's in Cali. Loyal Knights is deep on the what? Damn, y'all got a lot of Klan members over there on the East Coast. A lot. The ones over here, where they at? I can kind of see it. We got one in Nevada. We got one in California, New Mexico, Arizona. That makes sense. A little over towards the middle. There's one up there in Montana. Yeah, motherfucker's crazy. But on the East Coast and in Florida, oh, yeah, definitely South. Y'all deep in the South. Duh, that makes sense. I guess some things never change, right? But all right. I guess I survived another Fuck You Friday, so I'm going to go ahead and get ready to get up out of here. So make sure y'all tune in this Sunday, Slap Sundays from 8 to 10, all right? Playing nothing, blah, blah, blah. Playing nothing but the slappers from the top independent artists from around the world, all right? The Triple M Show, More Music Monday, All Music, No Talk. All right, complete opposite of tonight. So just make sure you just want to sit back, relax, and listen to some music. Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks, all right? And I'll tell them what them niggas do, all right? 8 to 10. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, Dagger Queen, Adult Matters, Adult Topics, we slow it down, play the R&B, get to know you kind of tracks. And then right back here next Friday, Fuck You Friday, all right? So, yeah, thanks for being here if you were here. Whenever you listen to this, thank you too. And, yeah, that's what it do. I'm out to Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. I'm out. What I gotta keep doing, I gotta keep doing with y'all. Y'all ain't fucking with this ass, I hate it.
Killing shit, a homicidal, crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting hot. Used to think I'll always had a homie, little Philly dog. Used to think I'd never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem, I never had it. Played the wall, now all I do is wave my middle finger.
I used to be a used
chick.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used chick.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I
used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was up to the head.
When
is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to die. I'm getting sick of
A-Bo. Yeah, yeah. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
What I
used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to.
to be the fat kid. 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change. A nigga couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real. Used to think it wasn't. Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear and see these niggas? Not now, I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Woe was me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger to the stuff and die. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
Used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the heavens. When is my time?
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The niggas they ain't me, the jacket bitches, aka
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The niggas they ain't me, the jacket bitches, aka
fuck what I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick, cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boot. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to think last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary. In between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious. Niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound. Daggers heavily medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it.
Gotta stay faded.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man. No telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man. No telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I
used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the
end.
When is my time gonna come? I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
Somebody niggas say they ain't me, they act me, they get
a used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm
kinda
used to
being what I used to.
Somebody niggas say they ain't me, they act me, they get a used to.